Commentator Julia Pistel recently set out to write her grandfather's obituary. He had died peacefully, his family by his side, about 2 weeks earlier. But Pistel's writing plans were majorly interrupted.
I'd already taken dictation from my grandmother on the facts of Grandpa Barron's life. For a person I'd spent so much time with, there was so much I didn't know. I knew that he was a pilot, that he could watercolor a cloud. I knew he engineered heat shields for Apollo missions. But his eyes reached even higher, even farther. My grandmother mentioned that they'd hiked to Mauna Kea Observatories, the summit of a mountain in Hawaii where you can see and study all the stars you can imagine. On the day I'd set aside to write up all of this and more, I went into labor. My husband Greg and I had a big adventure, meeting the first person in our family ever to be early for anything. She came on fast and strong and funny. While we were working together writing paychecks around midnight, my contractions dropped from 12 minutes apart straight down to 2, leaving me unable to pack a bag. So we tossed an entire load of clean laundry in a duffel and left without even my wallet. She zoomed out fast and calm, making me laugh at the moment of delivery, which is all I ever wanted. Her name is Vega. Vega is a bright blue star, the first star ever to be photographed. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's always visible, the brightest star in the summer sky. Vega the star is a part of Apollo's HARP, otherwise known as the Lyra constellation. Vega was Amelia Earhart's airplane, the one she used to be the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. Vega is the name I whispered to my grandfather months ago before I knew any of this, telling him not to tell anyone that's what we'd picked. On October 19th, a few days before Grandpa's 97th birthday, and almost a month before our daughter's entrance, a piece of space rock entered our solar system. A comet or meteor, maybe. It was the first interstellar visitor from one solar system to another in recorded history. Someone at a Hawaiian observatory high on a mountain discovered it. It came from the direction of Vega. Someday, we'll take our daughter Vega to Hawaii. We'll climb a mountain like her great-grandfather did. They missed each other's trajectories by only 12 days, although he did feel her kick from her little zero gravity beyond. We'll see what we can see in the sky. We'll feel small and brief. For now, I will look up and see my family stretching both to past and future, in the clouds, the airplanes, the stars, the sky, as I welcome our cosmic visitor to this planet.
Julia Pistel is a writer who lives in Hartford. You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.